your say. 1-300-872-911. Macca's Talking Cans. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland on 846 4CA.
Now, we've been talking about this absolute lunacy of legalising public urination. Apparently, the committee that's been looking into this matter has recommended it's a great idea. Some people seem to think, you know, if you can't reduce crime, just legalise it. That's a nice, easy shortcut. They've got no consideration down in the southeast corner for the impact of legalising public urination and begging, at the impact it's going to have up here. It's a totally different environment. And all of us who frequent the CBD know exactly what it's going to mean. It'll just be helter-skelter. It's absolute lunacy. But, of course, these bleeding hearts down the southeast corner, they thought, they have to rely on us up there to introduce really caring legislation. I thought, really? This couldn't come at a worse time. We've got this behaviour in our city absolutely out of control. You've got a situation where people are choosing to settle down and live wherever they feel like it. They're setting up camps now on the northern beaches. This is the latest thing. With people now, I hear in Clifton Beach saying, we can't believe how bad the behaviour is. Why? Because there's a new settlement that's taken up residence, I understand, around Dead Man's Gully. There's another one that's recently been established just behind the jetty in Palm Cove. What are we hearing? There's an increase in crime. There's an increase in confrontations with particularly locals and tourists. There's demands for money with confrontations with people who are just emerging from restaurants up to dark. So clearly there are real issues now with people deciding we can settle down wherever we like and set up a base and stay there. Now, this is, once again, this sort of legislation emerging from this committee in Brisbane is just the sort of legislation that leads to this sort of behaviour. Now, to his credit, I noted that the Division 9 councillor, Ken's councillor, Brett Owl, Ken's councillor, Brett Owls, has actually taken up the cudgels on this particular matter. He, like lots of residents in far north Queensland, can see real issues emerging from this ridiculous move towards legislation, or legislation as it would be. Brett is on the line. Brett, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, mate.
Talk to me about how and why you've become involved in speaking out on this. Why do you feel so strongly about it?
Well, as a council, we voted on this matter. We wrote a submission with a four-page letter to the inquiry to let them know that we absolutely think this is a terrible idea. I mean, first of all, like you said, everything you said is on the money, but what message, decriminalise this, what message are they sending to the local residents? What message are they sending to our tourists that come here that it's okay now to be publicly intoxicated, to defecate out the front of buildings, to publicly beg and confront people when they're leaving hotels or restaurants and saying, hey, I need money, this and that. Or, like in Palm Cove recently, being sworn at, calling the C word and everything else. What message are we sending to the public? Because, like, I've always said there's more than one way to skin a cat, and I'm not right about everything. There's always 100 different solutions to one problem. But I don't see why the state decriminalising these antisocial behaviour patterns. I don't see what they're bringing in behind it. So fair enough, if you want to decriminalise it, okay, you're doing that. What are you doing to help with diversionary centres or to help with non-government organisations to fund them to come out and make sure that this kind of behaviour isn't happening in our CBD, out there on Williams Esplanade, Palm Cove, that the residents can feel safe in their own neighbourhoods? Like, what are you bringing in behind it? And guess what? They're bringing in nothing behind it.
Yeah.
They put it in the too hard basket. They're washing their hands of it.
Mm.
And in my opinion, now this is going to fall. This problem's not going to go away. In other areas around the world where they've done this and decriminalised it, and around Australia, crime has gone up. These kind of behaviours have gone up.
Yeah.
They've only increased. Guess who it's going to fall on now?
Mm.
It's going to fall on local governments, so the councils, which we legally have obligations. It's public space. It's public open space. And yet we have obligations in there to try and do what we can. But because of state legislation regarding policing, our officers and our consultants and our security guards that we pay, they can't even go up and touch these people. They can't do anything. I think they can do some tip-out things. So we are hamstrung like you wouldn't believe, and now it's going to fall on our lap. We're already spending over $3 million a year just in Cairns.
Mm.
The suburbs are being neglected, in my opinion, right now anyway. What's it going to cost next year? Is it going to be $6 million the ratepayers have to front up?
Mm.
There's nothing good about this at all.
Mm. The other matter too that was brought up to me yesterday when this was announced was the health issue. If you, well, you've already got an issue with this happening in our CBD, but if indeed it was to increase in frequency, if indeed the council staff couldn't keep up with hosing the urine and the faeces off the footpaths, you've got a health issue. You've got also this issue with them, you know, basically disrobing to have a pee in the middle of our city. This is going to be in front of tourists. This is going to be in front of women and children as well. Do these people with these committees think through what they're unleashing on us up here in North Queensland?
I don't think they've got a clue, John. I've been speaking to many groups about this because, like I said, our council it wasn't unanimous. Rob Pine was for decriminalisation, but the rest of us were totally against it because the state are not explaining their why. Like, when you change legislation or change laws, let us know why and what are you bringing in behind it to do. But I've been talking to so many groups since this happened, and there are people out there that said if this law gets decriminalised, they're going to go to the state politicians' houses and the offices, and they're going to start urinating and defecating there. I don't think that's a good solution either. But people are up in arms. The community, if you go out and talk to them like we have many times, overwhelmingly are against decriminalising this because they know it's an issue. We love where we live. These people down in southeast Queensland and our politicians up here that are supposed to stand up for us, What are they smoking? Are they dealing in beads? I don't understand what's going on.
There's another issue that's separate from this, and this is the squatters. And they're moving in all over the place around. It's not just CBD anymore, and it was not in the big numbers in the CBD in specific camps, whereas on the northern beaches now it is. These camps up around Dead Man's Gully, and also there was that one in behind the jetty. And these are quite significant camps. They're very messy, obviously. They're a threat to the locals. I know one particular well-known photographer that couldn't ply his trade anymore down there at the jetty because of being called the F and White Sea and being threatened with violence if he hung around there taking photos of the sunrises, etc. This is the sort of behaviour we've got to nip in the bud. We can't just look the other way as people want us to do and let it get worse.
Like you said, these people, they haven't got their feet on the ground. I was at the post office at Clifton Beach the other day, and I had two people come into me at the post office and bring up issues about this. I know exactly about all the people you've just said. There's also a group up just north of Delaney's Creek, up near that bridge, which is between Clifton Beach and Palm Cove, and there's between 8 and 10 in that group. I know of the person, who's been driving up to the liquor store, enabling them to go down there, get publicly intoxicated, dropping them off with mattresses and stuff, helping them to do this. I know where they're from. I've given that information to the police. I've given it to council officers. Nothing is being done. And I'm like, when it comes to the law, and some people say, oh, you've got to have empathy, councillors, maybe they're homeless and that. When you've got a law, it's one rule for everyone. And the second you start treating anyone differently, that's inequality. It's got to be equal. Me and you can't go up there and you know, go to the bathroom in the bushes and do anything else. And I'd expect us to get arrested if we did that. I mean, that's... We absolutely love where we live. We live in one of the best places on earth. And Palm Cove, mate, it's people everywhere. It's so awesome to see. Smiles are back. And these tourists are spending tens of thousands of dollars to come here just to see what our backyard looks like. And they walk up the street and they're getting harassed and called all kinds of names, like you just said, the effing C's and all that.
Yes.
And then seeing these rough sleepers sleeping at the barbecues. Stuff drawn out everywhere. What do you think they're telling people when they go back home?
Like, yeah, exactly.
I don't think they're going to say, yeah, go to Cairns, it's lovely. You get bashed up or you get abused when you're walking down the street. They're going to go back and those negative stories, they spread 10 times faster than the positive stories. So the criminalisation thing, if they had brought something in and told us why they were doing it, how they were going to deal with the problem, because the problem's not going away.
No.
They haven't told us anything. They simply, in my opinion, they're just washing their hands of it and saying, you know what, too bad, how sad, it's your problem now, council. But we're hamstrung.
All right, Brett, really appreciate this. Thank you.
Have a great day.
It's an update on this emerging crisis in amidst just what we need, another bloody crisis. That's Councillor Brett Olds. He's the Division 9 Councillor, Cairns Regional Council.